If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
Esteemed host, Jim Fisher.
Just the most average looking dude. And they're like, well, let's make his hair blue at least, for fuck's sake.
Tyler Fudge.
He looks like chubby Okada. So the possibilities are endless.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 273 of Suplex City Limits, recorded July 4th, 2020. Shit, it's going to be that kind of party. I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
What the fuck?
It's your boy, the King of Bog Style, Jim Vicious, and he likes his sugar with coffee and cream, my co-host.
It's Tyler, the coffee fat man Fudge, and it's the 4th of July to you. But to me, it is dear co-host Travis Fudge of the Federation's birthday, because he was born on the 4th of July.
There you go. Happy birthday to him.
Yes. You fucking bald freak, you.
It's also Mrs. Vicious' birthday tomorrow, the 5th.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Yeah. Just a reason for festivities. No wonder she wants to go see the fireworks.
Yeah. I actually stopped midway through that intro because I thought you were like calling it off, as you are sometimes wont to do.
Oh yeah, let's bring up.
I thought you were saying like, hold on, you got to start over.
just bring up my misfortunes as a producer of sorts. I do tend to overlook certain things. Yes, I do.
There you go. Anyway, Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. Follow and interact with me on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow and interact with Tyler at The Federation. If you'd like the show, consider supporting us by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. Right now, you can get it on sale. Well, right now, at this moment in time, using the code America or Canada, right?
Is there a Canada one? Because there was Canada Day.
There's also a Canada Day.
I didn't know that. Sale. Thank you, Pro Wrestling Tees.
Yeah, it's very nice of them. You can also donate on our Patreon, become a producer, get yourself a shout out at the start of the show, like bad motherfuckers. Scalding Chris Spalding, Evil Evan, C Money, Scotty the Body. Scotty doesn't know. Don't tell him. The Mizcast, the original only Mizcast, Lord LPH, Sean Patrick Hamilton, If I Were Gay, I'd Marry Terry Ansel, Caleb, You Should See the Size of His Organ Field, Morgan Field, B. Rad Brad, Lucas Gucci Balducci, Plain Vanilla Martin Corn, our friends at the Smackdown Podcast, check them out everywhere podcasts are found, Mike, The Miz Guy Norris, Kickass Keith Martin, The Rice-A-Roni Jabroni, Ty Loney, and Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz. This week on the show, recapping the Wednesday shows. Great American Bash versus Fighter Fest.
Yes.
Got some news, top three, all kinds of shit.
All kinds of stuff. I beat The Last of Us finally.
Oh. Yeah. We'll do a little video game section at the end. I've been playing some shit.
I know you've been playing the, what is it, Messenger, and you're quite frustrated with it.
I fucking quit yesterday. I think. But we'll get into that later.
That's a hook for later.
Let's kick this show off, as we do every single week, with the SCL Top 3.
Suplex City Limits.
Top 3!
Top 3! Suplex City Limits top three are top three matches of the week.
Kind of.
Putting qualifiers on it from go.
Okay. Yeah.
Take us through it.
Well, let's start off with a New Japan Cup quarterfinals match between Hiromu Takahashi, and Tomohiro Ishii. And to see, because I'm just looking at the two, it's like, oh, they're both around the same size. And it's like, but one works like he's 2 feet taller. So yeah. It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic to see Ishii just slap the piss out of Takahashi. It was fabulous.
Man, I loved it. I liked it because from go, Takahashi's just on the attack.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually they get into the slap of battle. I was like, I should be counting these. Probably 50 chops back and forth.
Yeah, roughly.
And it gets to the point where Ishii's doing the fucking superhuman section where he's just no-selling shit. You know, Takahashi will come up and throw like 5 chops on him. Nothing. He'll just clothesline his fucking head off. God damn, Ishii's the man. If I had a big wrestler, a guy I wanted to build as a badass, I would just, you go and watch all these Ishii matches. I want you to do that. Just do that.
Yeah. Ishii is just a man among boys. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't get enough, like nowadays he gets more credit, but a few years ago he wasn't getting any credit at all. The Ishii is just so good. Like, you think about this now. He's such a sleeper that he is literally number 5 on our all-time top 3 list. Number 5. Tommy, he is above Okada.
Yeah, we're fucking nerds.
Sorry. Let me rephrase that. I'm not looking at this filtered. Sorry. I greatly apologize again. Taller Fudge doing Taller Fudge things, right? So, but
Tyler Fudge going Tyler Fudge.
But like, he is up there. He's number, sorry, 1, 2. Oh my God, this is not working out right. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's seventh. Seventh.
Yeah. And all time top threes.
All time threes.
Well, that's because he's the shit. But yeah, a lot of big guys that you see, they don't do that. No one else. Do you think there's any other one else who's kind of doing shit like him? Not really, man. No.
Like, you got guys that mimic the style, you know what I mean? But there's guys that try to do the style a different way, but they're not Ishii. You know what I mean? Because Ishii, he has this, the stone pit bull. You know, he just has this look in his face that you can't get over him. He's just going to run through you, and it terrifies you. Like, if he stared at me in the face at, let's say, even just like a WrestleCon or something, I'd be like, he's going to kill me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he's just believable.
Although, I wasn't like, oh, he's going to win the cup. But fuck, man, it's getting too late. Can we do this already? Can we do Ishii as IWGP champion? Like,
at least
it's not gonna happen.
I don't think it's gonna happen. I would love it because Ishii is a lot, as far as I can tell, his traction has really grown from the States. Stateside people love Ishii. And
well, it's like Suzuki over there. He's you know, but over here he's fucking like, they didn't even think about that in that last stretch. They came over and didn't bring him. It's like he's the number one New Japan star in this country, probably. Yeah.
I would love to see Tomohiro Ishii have a run at least with the US title. You know?
Yeah.
I just want to see him above the never open weight championship. Because that just pigeonholes.
If only there was a company who had a television show over here where they could have a guy like that be the, you know, the IWGP US champion and defend the belt on their television shows and stuff. That'd be really pretty cool. But
I mean, anyway. they have started something of the kin. It's not a television show, but you know, that Lionsgate project.
Yeah.
You know, but because obviously that's where the US expansion is truly going to be if it ever takes off anywhere. It's going to be from that LA dojo. And, you know, at least you're seeing guys like Cobb and Lawler cycle through. I would love to see some New Japan you know, some big New Japan guys go through too, but
I don't think they can do it anymore. I don't think it's feasible. They don't, the way they do shows over here, they haven't been successes lately. The last group that they did, I think at this point, your best bet is to just go with AEW.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, hey, when we come over there, we'll split shit with you. You know, I mean, come on, come to a working agreement, because that's as good as it's going to get.
Yeah.
You're not, you had that little window of time where New Japan could have really came in and did something, but it didn't, you know, the cards didn't fall in the right way. So now we're here, and now you've no chance, dude.
No,
like, they have no chance in this country. I'm sorry.
And you're right. It's diminished a lot.
They don't have enough. They don't have enough gaijin stars to, you know, to do much over here. And
yeah, say
it's
what you
just
want.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, no. Say what you want. Just a North American audience doesn't really take to something that it doesn't see familiarity with, and that, and I mean by like what you said with the gaijin stars, you need in this side of the world, you know, as bad as it sounds,
Cody or the Bucks or Vega or those guys anymore. So.
They just have Switchblade, Jay White, you know, and just little things like that, and it's not the same at all.
Yeah. Anyway, so this match was awesome, and you should watch it if you haven't. Yes. Moving on, what else we got?
Lucha Express taking on MJF and Wardlow. It was the opening match for Dynamite, and it was the best match on that show for sure. I think Jungle Boy and MJF are great together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a match that we'll see going down the pipe for years to come.
I mean, you could do a long-term thing, right?
Yeah.
Where MJF always fucks him over, always beats him, and you build it up, and then eventually when Jungle Boy does beat him, yeah. You know, yeah. Especially crowds in front of a crowd and shit, if we ever get to do that again.
Yeah. I also thought that Luchasaurus came off looking pretty well in this this match. Much better than he usually does.
It's true. I mean, I'm ready to quit on that guy at this point.
I liked him this week.
He was awesome. He got hurt, and now he's, I don't know what's going on, and it just doesn't do much for me anymore.
I think he really is out of his element in a singles environment. It's not there, but in a tag team match where he can come in and just do some quick stuff, it works a lot better in my opinion. So, and it's much better than seeing Jungle Boy and Marco Stunt tag around. So
they beat Marco Stunt his salary, man. I mean, he doesn't really do anything.
He doesn't.
Flies out. And then, I mean, he's in a great position.
He is. He is.
Good on him.
Oh yeah. You know,
and paycheck.
I think, I think there's potential for something with Marco Stunt too. I don't think like he's destined to always just, you know, walk through Luchasaurus's legs, but like he does look like a little boy, and once he gets at least a little bit of man mass to him, who knows what could happen. But
man mass, this kid it's pretty, you know, he's gone a long way for the product of Mountain Dew and Marlboro Lights during pregnancy. Yeah.
Code
I don't
red?
Know anything about his mom, but I bet she smoked or something. I bet she drank Mountain Dew fucking all day.
Well, like, when you look at the size of his father, it's like, what the fuck, man? Because he's like 6'3" or something.
Yeah.
And both
of them. There's some thing happening there.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
Sorry. Maybe not a very diverse gene pool. that's what's happening.
Sorry, I just got to
say. But yeah, great tag match, great opener. You know, they started it off very classic and then got into some of the newer shit. I dug it. Luchasaurus pins Wardlow. I mean, you're not going to pin MJF, so. And I like that they worked in the finish on it, too. MJF kind of, the accidental fucks him over, but. Yep. I don't know. It's pretty paint by numbers shit, but
at this point, with the current state
of WWE and shit, it's like I'll take tried and true, you know, really pro wrestling angles.
I agree. I mean, we've all expected this to happen at some point in time. MJF, you know, Wardlow is got to be some kind of pet project. You know, for his size, he moves well. He's still pretty green, but there's potential there for sure. And you look at it at some point in time, they got to split. You can't just always have MJF with this big heater.
You think Wardlow's a guy that in 3 years, whatever, when his deal's up, WWE tries to offer a bunch of money?
Probably. I can't see why not. I mean, like, look at him, right? Like, he's a pretty boy shaped like Batista. Vince McMahon beats off to him now, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's short, though, right? I don't know how tall he is. But
I don't know how tall he is. You know, it's hard to judge in AEW because they're not really big.
Yeah, everyone's small. Yeah, it's true. Luchasaurus is pretty big.
He is. Yeah, he is.
But no less. Yeah, we did that. And then what we got for the last one?
We've got the tentative. It happened last night. Pretty sure it's pretty great. But we're going to watch it and maybe release on Twitter or something if it's any good or not. I don't know. But Takahashi, Hiromu Takahashi and Okada in the semifinals match for the New Japan Cup.
Yeah, of course it was good.
Of course it was. It was Okada. Right? Yeah. Fuck. First off, Jim, since we're on this New Japan Cup, did you expect to see Tai Chi beat a Tanahashi and Ibushi?
No.
No, me neither.
Hey, what the fuck is that
it
about?
It soured me a little bit, I'm not going to lie, because I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, rightfully so, dude.
Tai Chi's horrible.
Rightfully so. So yeah, that match I'm sure was great. Is that what we're going with?
I assume so. What's the other one? That's what's the only other one we talked about before behind the curtain.
Oh, we talked about Ishimori and Okada.
Oh, right. Ishimori and Okada. That's right. Totally forgot. I'm stoned. Hey, what can I say? Ishimori and Okada, of course, you've got a vast size difference, but the match itself works out really well. I mean, it's Okada. Okada has had a pretty fucking good match with Bad Luck Fale. So now when you put him in the ring with Taiji Ishimori, who is just, you know, built like a brick shit house, quick as a fucking hiccup, you know, you're bound to see what's going to happen. And Okada's wearing the shorts again. It's a little weird.
We are in the shorts era again.
We are back into the shorts era. He's had like an existential crisis since losing the title to Omega.
Maybe those pants are what was holding him back.
Maybe. Restrictive movement.
Yeah. So there you go. That's this week's top three.
Top three in a nutshell. Should we just ride this New Japan train?
Let's do it. Let's get all the New Japan that we have. Let's get it out right here.
Because like they have announced a few Dominion cards, but in the finals on that Dominion card of New Japan Cup is going to be Evil and Okada. And I assume Evil's winning.
What's that?
I assume Evil's going to win. That's my thoughts on it.
Yeah. Well, that sucks, though. Evil?
Yeah, I mean, but there is a story to be told there with Evil taking on Naito. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to get your take on Master Wato, the debut of Master Wato.
He looks like Chubby Okada. So the possibilities are endless. I'm not going to knock him because look at what Okada ended up doing.
He looks like a special child who got into a bunch of blue popsicles or something.
He does. He looks like he fell into the Kool-Aid cup.
He looks like he's blueberry flavored or something. He looks like a mascot from Japanese breakfast cereal or something that is blueberry flavored.
You're not wrong, man. I just can't get over those chubby cheeks. That's the first thing I look at.
I just thought, like, I don't know anything about this guy.
Me neither.
And when the debut happened, I was just like,
this is who that video was for? The Grandmaster is coming.
It's like the Grandmaster, and it's like in the videos, it's like this super fucking samurai moving all fast, and then it comes out and it's just like the most fucking extra in every Japanese video game looking dude. He's just the most average looking dude, and they're like, "Oh, let's make his hair blue at least, for fuck's sake." What can we do with this?
Fucking hell. Oh, it's too good. I got nothing but disdain for it, really. I got no interest in it whatsoever. But it's very disappointing.
Looks like Chubby Okada, so hold on, let's not judge yet.
So but yeah, no, it's awful. That was just the worst debut. Just the absolute worst.
And the way he does it too, you know. He comes out and he gets in the ring and he does his like little pose. He's like, "Yeah." And then he grabs the mic and, you know, whatever he says, just not very passionately, not very cool, not very interesting, whatever. No. And then sets the microphone down, turns it off and sets it down gingerly, does his pose again, and then gets attacked from behind. Like, what the fuck?
And now he's going to be
behind from Dookie.
Yeah, now he's going to have a match against Dookie at Dominion, I'm pretty sure.
There's another guy I have never paid attention to. I'm like, Dookie? No. I'm like, this is like Shuffle's notes. Dookie, I guess.
Well, you named themselves after the slang word for shit. You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Well, yeah. But at least he came in with a fucking weapon and he had a mask and I believe paint on there too. He looked cool at least. I was like, fuck yeah, who's this guy? Fuck that blue dude up, dude. Yeah.
Dookie. I mean, like, Dookie was what? He was like some kind of substitution for New Japan Cup last year for somebody or something. But quickly you realize, okay, well, he's not up to snuff with a lot of these guys, but hey, what can you do?
Well, either way, he was my savior in that segment. I was totally on board. I'm like, this guy looks relatively cool. Definitely cooler than fucking Blueberry Boy. So I was all in, like, fuck him up, dude. Fuck him up.
Fucking Blueberry. Yum, yum.
I'm telling you, you just gotta watch. They uploaded the clip. It's on YouTube. But just the way he, like, does his pose like a little kid, you know, doing taekwondo, like,
it pains me because all throughout this week I've wanted to use the picture of Chuck and Trent in the van for this week's episode. We got to. But then this guy shows up and it's like, fuck, how do I not? You know what I mean?
I don't know how much time you're willing to spend, but I think like him on a blueberry flavored Japanese cereal box, you know, that could be awesome. But I don't know. I don't know how much time you want to spend.
Oh, fucking hell.
Anyway, that just turned into just running that dude down.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he deserves it. Let's go through. There's three matches announced for Dominion, which takes place, I believe, on the 12th. Yes, it is the 12th. Tag match for the IWGP Tag Team titles, Hiroshi Tanahashi and Kota Ibushi taking on Zack Sabre Jr. and Taichi. So that match, I mean, depending on how I feel that week, I might watch it, I might not. I don't know. But we also get what is probably going to be the best match on the card. Shingo Takagi taking on Sho for the Never Openweight title. These guys have great matches every time they go out there, and I don't expect anything less. So, cheers.
Well, they just had a fucking top three match like 2 weeks
ago. They did, and they're probably, I don't know if they will, because like you've got, I mean, Naito's going to take on somebody, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Like I don't think they've announced it. Yeah. But
Master Breakfast versus Dookie.
Okay, so the finals of the New Japan Cup is not on Dominion. I thought it was. Naito will take on the winner of the New Japan Cup on Dominion. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. I'm fucking banged.
Me too, man.
So yeah, moving on. Is there anything else that you have about that?
For New Japan? No. I got nothing else about New Japan.
Fucking Kuatu. Also makes me think about Kuatu Lives, dude, from Total Recall.
Kuatu Lives. Fucking weirdo. Yeah. Fucking.
So
I just can't get over it.
We also can talk about, I guess, random thoughts on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Did you watch NXT?
No.
I did not either, and there's nothing on there that looked like I missed anything.
Well, now I did. By judging by ratings, I don't like to do that because everybody looks at a match differently. I did have high hopes for Timothy Thatcher and Oney Lorcan. I just never got around.
I'm sure it was good. Yeah,
I'm sure it was too, and I'm sure Io Shirai and Sasha Banks was okay. You know, had a lot of smoke and mirrors, but I'm sure it had its purpose. But yeah.
Other than that, like a lot of the, you know, from everything I read about it, it looked like a lot of shit, honestly. That handicap match. I mean, I guess there are people saying they enjoyed it for what it was, but I'm baffled at how NXT all of a sudden is winning the ratings. I don't get it. I think AEW is a more interesting show week to week, but
I agree. But I mean, there is something to be said about, you know, like Sasha Banks and everything. She's on Raw all the time. I'm sure there's a lot of dudes that just love looking at her.
She seems to be on every show all the time, isn't she?
Pretty much.
Are her and Bayley just on Raw? Or are they on SmackDown too?
They're the tag team champions, so they're on everything.
Great. It's like Charlotte Flair. She's on every fucking show.
Yeah, yeah. Now she's gone for some surgery. I'm sure it's to alter something about her.
Somebody, appearance. Yeah, we need to, when she comes back, we'll need to take a side-by-side and see what she did while she was gone.
Because that's the true horror story of the WWE.
Extreme Rules. Surgical. Facial surgery horror story. Some of those chicks, they just look fucking crazy. I don't care. You're not supposed to say that anymore. You're not supposed to.
Hey,
you know, modern woke pro wrestling world, you're not supposed to question somebody's looks and shit.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't care.
And then I go outside, I get judged on my looks every fucking where.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. As a fat dude, you get judged by them all the time. And guess who did that? I did that to myself. Now, when you cut your face, who did that? You did that to yourself, so I get to make fun of it. So fuck you.
I mean, I look pretty fucking gnarly, so I get it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I have a tattooed head and shit. I look pretty fucking dumb.
Fucking Bam Bam.
But anyway. So what else do we have? Dude. They advertised a puppy battle royal next week.
Yes.
Dude.
Yes.
Way to, I mean, that's just like ammunition for people who should hate this stuff. That's terrible. We have to take that.
It's not on the mat. It's not on the show, I don't think.
Oh,
I think it's afterwards.
Next week?
I think it's afterwards. I think it's after Dynamite. I'm pretty sure. I don't know though. I could be wrong. If it's on the show, that's pretty disappointing. If it's outside the show, I'm fine with it. Because like the logic behind it is sound. It's just trying to make it have a bigger feel because it's something that goes on during the Super Bowl where they have the Puppy Bowl. And I get it. Do I have any interest in it? Depends on if they're cute or not. You know, because I do have a soft spot for puppies. I don't give a fuck what you say. But if you put puppies on my fucking TV screen, I'm going to fucking watch it. So, Jim, grow a goddamn fucking heart and look at the puppies and smile, man. Fuck.
Never heard somebody get so angry about puppies.
Fucking hell.
I don't know. It's pretty dumb. I just feel like I heard people in my brain saying, like, if it was WWE, you would have said talk shit on it. So
yeah, no, I get
they're right.
It's true, but I love puppies, man. Like, I do.
Well, I do too, but I mean, have you watched the Puppy Bowl? I never watched the Puppy Bowl.
No. But I am intrigued. It's like how are they going to do this? Like, how many puppies are they going to have? How big is this ring that they got to get out of?
It's just gonna be a bunch of puppies in a wrestling ring,
yeah,
like playing and for a couple minutes, I'm sure, and then that's it.
I'm fucking down, man. If it's only for a couple minutes, I love puppies. Like I said, I can't say it enough. I love puppies.
Wow. What kind of puppies are you hoping it's gonna be?
I mean,
if it's French bulldogs, man, because like French bulldogs, are fucking adorable looking little dogs.
Well, like, you've got to have a variety. You know what I mean? French bulldogs. Get yourself some golden retrievers. You got to have a Marco stunt, so therefore you got to have a Chihuahua. Right? You got to. You got to have all shapes and sizes. Maybe you'll have a fucking Great Dane come in, you know, just waffle everybody. Maybe a Komodo dragon shows up. He's a Luchasaurus.
Do you think it's actual? Why are we talking so much about this? What the fuck? I'm about to, like, go into a whole other thing, and I'm like, no, fucking stop it.
You're just fucking appeasing me and how much I love puppies.
I didn't fucking, like, charm my way into doing radio unqualified for years before quitting and starting a podcast to be talking about a fucking puppy bowl.
A puppy battle royal. Royale, puppy royale. Oh,
boy. Yes.
Yes.
The fucking Chihuahua is going to be there working the wrong side. fuck. Anyway. So, what else did we have on this? The women's match. I actually thought it was pretty good, dude.
I thought it was pretty good, too. I didn't feel like it garnered being in the top three with all the New Japan stuff, but it was a good match. I feel like maybe if it was another week back, you know, a month ago where slim pickings were to be had, it could have been there.
If we didn't have New Japan right now.
Yeah. It would have made it if we didn't have New Japan right now. You're exactly right. Yep. Penelope Ford, you know, has, like I've said this a lot this episode, potential. You know what I mean? She's not there yet, but, like, you look at her and she's very easy on the eyes, so you don't want to look away. And then she's very gymnastic, like very, very, what's the word for that? Very gymnastic? No, that's not it. What would the word be?
I was you were going and it was kind of like Charlie Brown teacher stuff. You know? Because I was thinking of Disney's heavyweights, like today's lectures on potential. Do you have any? Not now. Or not yet. Or is it potential? I don't even know. Sorry.
That's a fantastic.
She is a gymnast though.
Yes, gymnast.
Or was a gymnast.
Yeah. And, you know, she's... And now they don't have that weight dragging them down in Jimmy Havoc. Right? So that's added a lot to it. I mean...
Didn't I say that? Wait, I didn't even think about that. I was saying, like, a week before that happened, Ryan with Kip, like, fuck, I don't want this weight attached to me. Goddamn, he wants to do his own shit. And then, like, the next week, he's gone.
Yeah.
And Kip gets to do it.
Yeah, that's great. It works out fantastically for him. If they're hell-bent on doing a tag team, why not Kip Sabian and Ricky Starks? Why not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Both of them are arrogant pricks. You know, just put them together.
I like Kip. I think, like, I don't think he's a main event guy, obviously, but a singles, like a mid title holder, you know, I could see that. So I like him. I don't like him.
I like him, but I don't like him.
No, I agree. she's really hot, you know, she's, good.
So. And it doesn't hurt that Akara Sheet is who she's in the ring with, you know, because she's a very good wrestler. By rights, from what everything that I've seen so far, is she needs somebody that's equally as good as her to really excel. She's not the type of worker to elevate some fucking Joe Blow like Bad Luck Fale or anything, but I mean, like, that's the kata I'm referencing to. So that's big.
I do. I want to see that match now. I didn't even know that I wanted to see
Kata Bad Luck Fale.
Karo Shida versus Fat Fuck Fale. Yeah. He's way less Fat Fuck Fale now. He's like chubby fuck.
He's Fale. He's like fluffy fuck Fale.
Yeah. I don't know what else he had. I didn't think, Private Party and I guess they're just Ortiz and Santana now. I'm glad they're proud and powerful
because that was such a stupid name.
Or Brown and Powerful as they were known.
The match, was pretty lacking, but, you know, it's another one of those things where Mark Quinn and Colin Cassidy are very green. Like, and when I say very green, I mean very green, right? So.
I'm like, is that a steam?
I don't think that says Colin Cassidy.
I'm pretty sure. No,
I don't know. Isn't that what that fucking
Orange Cassidy
fuck used to be?
Colin. Maybe. I gotta figure this out now. Like, fuck.
I have no idea.
Private party. Private party in the Google. AEW. Yeah. Let's see what comes up here.
Something you've never been invited
Isaiah to. Cassidy. Isaiah Cassidy. Who's Colin?
Yeah, who's Colin? I don't know. This is so stupid.
Big cast. Cast. Yeah. William Morrissey, a.k.a. Colin Cassidy, a.k.a. Big
Yes,
Cass,
dude.
A.k.a. Kaz XL.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. See?
There you go. You're right. My mistake.
Now they get so high, it's not even good.
They don't even know what they're talking about anymore.
No, I don't.
I don't
either. If you think discovering that is some sort of revelation, I know I don't know what I'm talking about. And then other than that, really, Trent's mom dropping best friends off in a minivan.
It's the greatest use of a vehicle. Yeah, greatest use of vehicle in wrestling history. It is. I don't give a fuck. Especially when she's like, Greggy, give me a kiss. That's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic, man.
Yeah. The only thing I would have maybe liked added on was, I'll pick you up here when it's over or something. You know? Yeah. And it really made me want them to win so that they could get in go back to the van and show her. I know that they won.
I was amazing. I was completely ready for them to win. I was ready for it. It was something that in my head would have worked for me. And I didn't think I was going to think that up until the match started. So, hey.
Can you explain to me why this match was not top three? Not even close. It just wasn't as good as it should have been.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
I don't know either. To me, Paige and Omega didn't really seem to be on the same page as much. Paige here. just practicing.
Oh, man.
I don't know. The match did lack, though. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. But hey, we've got next week's main event to make up for that. So,
I thought the end of it was, they give everybody, like, why would you give Omega a beer? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that Kenny Omega doesn't drink. I mean, but whatever. And then to get mad about it, I don't know. It's whatever. It moves the shit along. So,
I honestly, this is my thoughts on it is you could easily pull it off as, these guys are obviously pricks. You know what I mean? They're supposed to be assholes. They're giving it to Kenny knowing that he's going to throw it away. But, I mean, that's looking really into it. But, hey.
Mm. And I don't really know. I don't know if I'm looking forward to the Cage Moxley thing all that much. But I thought that Taz's shit was really good. I think they're doing a good job. Pushing it back almost, helped it a little bit.
Yeah. You can't have the match itself anyways because he's in isolation right now and it was filmed 2 days ago or a day ago.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I don't know. I guess we move on to the fucking news without a transition because that's what we do.
And you know what makes it even worse? I wasn't even ready, but hey, it's the news.
This week in the news, is Kairi Sane leaving the WWE and Shayna Baszler off of TV. Didn't even realize that kind of rhyme. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to us. I guess might as well start with that Kairi Sane thing. I don't know if I even have that story, but I guess I did hear about it.
Yeah, in the Observer this week, it was kind of alluded that Kairi Sane is probably going to be heading back to Japan in the near future and wrestle there for a little while before retiring. So it's like, cool. Fuck you, Nia Jax. beating the shit out of her. Like, she's had a rough go over the last couple months.
Well, yeah, dude, she went there. And, I mean, dude, that's what they do. They do this dumb shit. This girl is small, but she's great. And then they just put her in with big fucking idiots who aren't good.
Yeah.
And fucking Nia Jax just hurts this girl over and over again, being sloppy as fuck, and nothing seems to happen. You don't ever hear about backstage heat on her. No. You know, there's people there who know. Like, I know that there are people who are sources in there that say, like, dude, she's fucking awful. We are aware that she's awful, but I mean, on the whole, she has no real heat or anything.
And it's mind-boggling to think of it. Because she's got heat with everybody outside of it, you know, but whatever.
So what, she's going to go back over there and we'll get a bunch of awesome matches and, you know, Japanese women matches, and I'll take that.
I'll take it happily. Happily. And plus, you know, the WWE, you know, we all know they've got a quota. You know what I mean? Like,
seems crazy, though. Like, what was the point? She's only... How long has she been there?
Well, because she was only there because Io Shirai couldn't go. She was. That's what my thoughts of it is anyway. Io Shirai was initially the one that was supposed to get hired. But Io Shirai had some kind of heart issue when they did the medical exam. And she had to get that taken care of or whatever. And then she came the next year. So, that's really the whole, as far as I recall, that's why Kairi Sane initially got the spot, and turns out, you know, she was great, and they probably just don't see her in that light anymore.
Well, man, it sounds like it's her being done with it, yeah?
Well, yeah, that and, you know, WWE, again, has their quota.
So is it they're not re-signing her, or she's decided?
I don't know. I didn't. I haven't seen much in the way. I haven't been able to read the Observer in full. You know, but it seems like she will be leaving very soon.
Well, there you go. What else we have in the news? Raw ratings are down, tied for third worst all time, and people blame COVID. But the other shows on Wednesday are both, you know, pre-COVID levels. So.
Yeah, but now it's also, you look at it too, and it's like, you take the numbers that NXT does and the numbers that AEW does, you add them together, and it's like, oh, SmackDown numbers, you know, Raw numbers almost, you know what I mean? So it's like, God only knows if it's just the diehards of the diehards watching wrestling these days, but hey, it's probably what it is, especially during this COVID era where there is no real crowd. And I suppose... We should touch on, too, I guess, how AEW apparently had a slew of untested fans in the crowd, apparently.
Yeah, well, that seems like a ridiculous idea. I don't understand what they're doing. Because they've been doing a pretty good job so far. They've been, you know, like, well, you gotta hand it to them, really, whether you like it or not. They've done a really good job up to this point. And then all of a sudden, right now, of all times to do that, I thought it was very...
Yeah, it was very odd.
Very timing. Silly.
Very odd timing, but I mean, what can you do?
I don't know. There's a lot of shit this week, people in general, but on Twitter, there was a lot of anger about Cody having a t-shirt on that was the Great American Bash logo, but his name. There's a lot of people mad about the Taz line. It's so weird to get like actually mad and actually care about pro wrestling. Like, we do a podcast. And like, we don't give near enough of a fuck about things like that. Jim, it's just weird to me, man.
The hottest time I've been in years was when you downgraded puppies, right? So come on, that shows you.
Fuck, man. I just everything now though. Everyone has to. Everybody just argues shit on Twitter, man. Yeah. That's just all it is. Like, that's the world, I guess, or it's part of the world, right?
This is my take. Taz's line was fantastic. I thought it was great. Cody's shirt, it's a Cody thing to do, right? Like, do you expect anything else from Cody? No.
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird too, though. There is an aspect to me of the only reason NXT is there is to try to beat them, to crush them. You know, I mean, everything is counter programming. Oh, you guys are doing a 2-week thing. We're gonna do one too. Like, that's so. I just view that as like, ugh.
It is. It's gross.
Jesus.
It's gross, but I mean,
to me it is.
Vince wants nobody to get on his level. It'll do anything to do it. If that means ruining the one show hardcore fans liked, then yeah, that's what he's going to do.
I guess. Just weird. Just like, stop fucking arguing. Everyone's like, Xbox, teraflops, PlayStation 5, blah, blah, blah.
You're telling me that you're going to find some vast difference in your gameplay by choosing one or the other? Guess what, guys?
I know. I
owned an Xbox One and a PlayStation 4. It's all the same.
Dude, teraflops, man. It reminds me of bits when we were kids.
Oh,
yeah. The fuck is? It's got 64 bit. It's got 32 bit, 32 X bit.
Yeah.
I'm blast processing.
Fucking Sega and its attachments.
Plus, Mortal Kombat on Sega Genesis has blood. Super Nintendo doesn't.
It's green.
But it's that about everything. It's like that about politics and shit. I think I'm going to fucking delete Twitter.
Twitter is horrible.
My Twitter, my personal Twitter, that I don't advertise it, but it is just a man descending into madness. I swear to God. You look at it, it's just like, this guy's off the fucking rails. I might be.
It's so true.
It's like, start the show, we're like slightly delayed, so like I can text argue with my brother on the 4th of July.
Arguing on the 4th of July.
Yeah, dude. Oh my God. So yeah. What else we got? WWE buys Evolve and some library content.
Yes, I'm sure they spent a whole lot of money. Gabe Sapolsky never has to work a day in his life. I'm kidding.
A deal worth literally hundreds of dollars. He didn't even send a check. He just like, well, what's it going to be? Like, pull some money out of his breast pocket.
What's it going to cost for me to buy Evolve? Well, Vince, I got an electricity bill that's worth $110. Consider it done. Plus you do business, pal.
Did they really lean into being an alternative?
What?
Isn't there like some slogan to Evolve?
Being the alternative?
No, I thought like that was really their deal. Like they really leaned into like, we're a different kind of wrestling. We're an alternative for, you know.
Gabe Sapolsky is a one trick pony. Okay. Sapolsky can run a pure wrestling show, and that's all he knows how to run.
Hmm.
That's all it ever is.
I think he's going to get hired by WWE.
Oh, of course. And he can be probably a producer for a match. You know what I mean? Or I don't know what he'd do. But at the same time, you look at it, ROH back in like the early 2000s was just pure wrestling. There was not much in the way of storylines. There were a few. But, I mean, it was a very wrestling-driven product. And Dragon Gate USA was a very wrestling-driven product. Evolve is a very wrestling-driven product. To call it an alternative, it's not. It's the same thing you've been doing for 15 years.
I don't know, dude. Ring of Honor had stories to it. It was just a lot more subtle, you know?
It wasn't story-heavy, though. You know what I mean? You'd have, like, one or two storylines going on for, like, 6 months. You know what I mean? You have CM Punk and Raven would be all over the show. And then you'd have, you know...
Generico and Steen.
Yeah, but that's not... I don't think that's Gabe. I don't think that's Gabe.
Oh, okay.
I think he's gone by then. That was something else. I could be wrong, but... I could be wrong.
Hmm. I'd be interested to see if people go back and watch it. I'm not a subscriber to their network, so
no,
I won't be, but...
I got no interest in Evolve, really, honestly.
Yeah, there might be some shit of, you know, dudes before, you know, only go back and watch some of their shit. It could be cool, but...
Yeah, I'm sure there's a couple cool Darby. I know there's a cool Darby Allin Ethan Page match on there where Darby Allin breaks his elbow.
Ethan Page this week is tremendous on Twitter.
Oh, he's always tremendous on Twitter, especially now that he's lost a bunch of weight and he's more confident.
I've never really noticed it before, but him going off on Aries this week was tremendous.
Oh, everybody going off on Aries was tremendous, but Ethan Page especially.
Dude, fuck Austin Theory. Austin Aries, not Austin Theory. We like you. Austin Aries, fucking, what a douche. Him and Low-Key.
Oh, low. Fuck, well, I mean, like, come on. Everybody has known Low-Key is a fucking piece of shit for a long time now. Have you ever seen the photo of him getting carried out of a CZW show?
No.
Because he had a tantrum and security guards literally had to pick him up like a baby and drag him outside.
Really?
Because he had a tantrum. Mm. Yes. Really? He's just full of all these things where, I mean, the guy's 5 foot, what, 5 foot five, weighs like 120 pounds, but he's got the voice of a 6 foot six man.
I don't think it's real. I think it's fake.
Oh, without a doubt. My name is Senchi, and I do kicks, and I've got a scowl, and I'm an asshole.
It's one of those guys who is like actually pretty decent, but for, you know, but he's such a cunt that fuck it. You know, Austin Aries too. I'm surprised he lasted in WWE as long as he did, being just like total cunt. He's one of the biggest cunts, really.
Oh yeah, and that's that. I remember back when I was a kid, and him and Roderick Strong came to TNA. I was a big fan of both of them. And then all of a sudden they were gone, and I was reading that it's because they had attitude problems. It's like back in like 2005, it was public knowledge that Austin Aries was a prick.
Well, I think even Ethan Page said it, right? The last two matches you've had were like world championship matches where you lost and then stood right up afterward.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, dude. This guy's a piece of shit. I hope he doesn't get it. I mean, is anyone going to book that guy anyway?
Of course, really? Somebody is going to do it, but.
Anyway, no less. What else we got? Some releases. Legero, Travis Banks, some referees were fired from NXT UK. Joe Coffey was suspended. If I were them, I would just fold the whole thing.
I would too.
What is the point of this UK thing? Is it on TV over there? I suppose it is.
I don't know. I don't even know.
It only existed to run off that the new UK promotion, boom. Which...
Yeah, the Five Star Wrestling or whatever the fuck it was. Or no, not Five Star Wrestling, World Sport.
Yeah, exactly. So it started off as, well, a counter-programming to World of Sport. They defeated it, and now they don't know what to fucking do. You know, now they're like, oh, we have all these people and all this shit for what? You know?
Really, though, it's... I mean, nobody.
Do people in the UK watch this? Who watches this show?
I'm sure they do. You know, and then if it's popular enough in the UK, I guess it is servicing something. But I mean, right now where there's so much wrestling on the go, I don't want to watch NXT UK.
I was wondering about that. I always wonder about who watches 205 Live.
That like,
who
boggles
the fuck
my
are
mind.
These people?
Like, I was scrolling through Twitter today, and I seen this promo from some very generic-looking tag team from 205 Live, and it blows my mind, man. It's like these guys just look like early 2000s indie creative pro.
Who are they?
I don't know. But it was like WWE 205 Live, and they're cutting a promo backstage. And it's like, cool, you guys are something new. I don't even know who you guys are.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. I don't know. I feel like I would know every single person on their roster if I saw them.
I'm gonna see so if I can find
yeah. Now I'm interested.
205.
Who the fuck is this?
Tag team. Let me see, Jim.
Who's that? Fucking guy I hate, Kona Reeves. They still have that guy, right?
Oh, I'm sure they do. Kona Reeves. Kona Reeves, they do. Forever.
Fuck, I hate that guy. They released Cesar Bunani, and then he was in the crowd at AEW like 2 weeks ago. I was like, do not fucking sign Cesar Bunani. Do not make me watch this fucking guy.
I don't want to see Cesar Bunani on AEW. Brian Pillman, on the other hand, give me that.
I'll take that.
Yeah, he's been in there the last couple weeks, so... I think that's pretty cool.
You ain't gonna find it, are you?
I'm looking. I'm stalling while saying this, but I'm looking.
You keep looking. I'm gonna move on.
Okay.
And then we'll come back.
Yeah, found him. I found a picture, but no fucking name.
Oh, come on. Send it to me and see if I can identify him.
Fucking hell. Let me see here. Where is my Discord right here? Oh, for fuck's sakes. Jim, I'll find this one of these days. I'll get this going. I'll get this going.
It's all good.
I'm going to send it to you on Twitter.
What's that?
I'm going to send it to you on Twitter. I don't know how to do that. Never mind. I got this. I got this, Jim. You just go somewhere with this.
I looked at them. I'm just looking at the messages from our account, and somebody sent a picture of Scarlett Bordeaux. 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, everyone. God damn, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, Stars and Stripes bikini.
She's something else.
Fucking loud.
Fucking loud, Terry. Drag and drop images. There you go.
She's upload. Got a face you just want to nut on.
Okay, now look at that generic title.
Well, that's Swerve Scott on the
left. Well, yes. Yes. And then that seems to be Zac Efron and...
Not Zac Efron. Listen to that, dude.
I know that, Jim. Fuck.
Oh, okay. I got you.
It's like Zac Efron and a deflated Chris Masters?
I have no idea who those guys are.
Exactly. Exactly.
Who the fuck are those guys?
Fuck.
Wow, I've never seen him before. Ever.
No, no.
The one is probably some terrific luchador that we used to watch and love his matches and shit. And it's just him without a mask on. That's probably what that dude on the left is.
Like, literally.
That dude on the right. I don't know.
I found that photo on Twitter, and it's Isaiah Swerve Scott tweeting out at 205 Live tonight only on the WWE Network. It's like, I don't even know who these guys are. Like, no idea. And I need to know, right? Like, I fucking need to know, Jim. WWE 205 Live results. I gotta know.
Yeah,
I gotta know.
Well, that's gonna only narrow it down to the name. They're not gonna tell us which who's. Well, they'll probably be the figured out. It's WWE. One will be like Ricardo fucking something, and the other one will be Joe
okay.
Smith.
Okay. So Swerve had a match against
both of them.
No, just one. Just one.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, this website is making me take off my ad block, and it's got my whole screen fucking taken over. Turn off ads for this site. Okay, here we go. His name is Matt Martell.
Which guy?
The guy next to the Swerve.
Oh, Matt Martell.
Yes, Matt Martell.
Who's the other guy?
I don't know. I don't know. So now I got to go another branch on the Google and type in Matt Martell tag team. What kind of fucking rabbit hole have you got me in, Jim? Matt Martell tag team.
I just have so many questions. I don't know who he is. When did he get signed? We cover when people get signed.
Okay, so Chase Parker and Matt Martell.
That's their name? Do they have a tag name?
Tag team name is 3.0.
Why?
Oh, fucking hell. These guys... Okay. Sorry. They debuted in 2003. They're from Quebec.
Good fishing up there in the Quebec.
They were originally billed as 2.0.
Then now we're one fucking better than we used to be, man. Ready for the big time.
So, like, they've been in Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, ROH, CZW. But yeah.
As a tag team?
Yeah.
As the most boring looking tag team of all time?
Oh, dude, you should go through their Wikipedia. It gets worse. Like now they're cool looking now in comparison.
Are they actually signed there, NXT, or are they just enhancement talent?
So they were in NXT in 2016. They were under the names of Jeff Parker and Matt Lee in a losing match against The Revival. Let's see here.
They've done shit.
In 2019, they signed a contract with the WWE. So they definitely are there.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. I thought, like, dude, I don't know anybody who would be on there, but I guess not.
There's also a tag team on 205 Live named Leon Ruff and Adrian Alanis.
Oh, I think I've heard of those guys, though.
But yeah.
Well, there you go. Fun shit. A very visual gag for nobody, for the fucking audio show. WWE institutes a face mask policy for all tapings. Wow.
No,
I maybe think if you'd have done redacted. That fucking months ago, people redacted. Wouldn't have had to get COVID.
That's been redacted. It's not all.
What's that?
I think it's been redacted. I don't think it's all.
Of course it has, dude.
I just gotta go now. I'm just looking through to see if I can find it here. But I'm sure I've seen it anyways. Sorry.
I just see WWE's informed their staff and roster that face masks are now required at all times during television tapings, and those who don't comply will be fined $500 for the first and $1,000 for the second.
No, I read it wrong. Sorry. Yes, they will enforce a strict face mask policy. So, I'm sorry.
How long till, like, who's a fucking asshole right winger down there? I don't know. How long till a guy like Randy Orton just fucking brings $1,000 to every show, doesn't wear a mask because he's a cunt? I don't know. He probably is wearing masks.
Yeah, he seems to have gotten a lot better from looking at his Twitter account.
When I think of WWE cunts, I think of him.
Well, yes, because he has been the tried and true. I mean, Austin Aries is no longer there. Yeah, I mean, what's his name? Fucking Lars Sullivan is too afraid to come to work. He's been afraid to come to work for years now.
My workplace, they send out a thing that, like, oh, no, your cases are back on the rise, so just everyone make sure, you know, whatever. And, you know, wear masks. It's not a rule at this time, but it might be in the future. Like, why not just do it? Like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, why wouldn't you? It doesn't matter, but it's like, people don't wear them.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I'm not going to talk about masks and COVID and shit. Fuck that.
The only mask I want to talk about is Pentagon's mask, now that it has no top and his hair is spiked up.
What's going on there?
I don't know, but I'm down for now, see what it's all about. But, like, we gotta touch on the fact that we're finally going to see the Lucha Brothers again for the first time since, like, February. March, maybe.
Yeah.
So, like, that's very exciting. Like, I can't fucking
wait. I think that 8-man tag is going to be fucking crazy.
It's going to be
They don't bonkers. Get that bitch. They need to get that bitch in the ring with like a half hour, 35, 40 minutes left of the show.
I don't want no fucking 15 minutes. That's for goddamn well sure.
I mean, maybe it doesn't have to be that fucking long.
I mean, yeah, Andy Douglas ain't going to be able to go that long.
2025 would be awesome. But we'll see. I think it's going to be insane. It goes up against a pre-tape match. Cole and Keith Lee, whose results were tweeted out by an NXT performer or put on Instagram. You fucking idiot. I'd have fired that guy.
I would have too. But hey, some of them's not
one of those. Wasn't it one of those big fucking Indian guys?
I don't know. I just know someone tweeted it out.
It was some Indian name, dude. So those are the only guys I can think of other than the Sings. I like those big, that big, like AOP, like AOP again.
Oh, yeah. There's Mahibali Shira is one of them, the dancer from TNA.
the sommeliers of pain or something. The artists of pain.
Jesus, Jim.
I don't know what they are.
Hurt my heart like that.
Sommelier of pain. So there's that. I don't know. And then I just thought this isn't news, but I wanted to take the piss out of a Ricochet episode of WWE 365 coming.
Right.
Covering his incredible year.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. The most memorable thing that this dude has done has had a video of him fingering his own beehole. That's seriously like somebody's like, that's what I think about now.
Yeah.
Lucha Underground is so far gone and, you know, him doing the cool flip out of the ring in NXT. What a fucking fumble. He was one of those guys, you know, when he signed, like, they'll manage to fuck this guy up, and definitely they have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Lucha Underground, Wade Barrett came out, and he was talking about, like, what some of the plans were for Lucha Underground Season 5. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, and he was talking about how he was supposed to lead a Nexus-style stable, so like an invading stable.
Right.
In season 5.
So huh.
That could have been interesting.
God, I miss Lucha Underground so much.
Yeah, it's a fun time. It was a fun time, sorry. Is that still on Netflix? No.
It's on Tubi.
Tubi.
Yeah. So that's good. I should go back and watch it, but I won't, but that would be pretty cool. Anyway, Ricochet 365. I kind of want to watch it. Just like, what are they going to hype up as his big moment?
I really don't know. I really don't know.
So stupid. Yeah, is he on the show? To? I don't know what's happening really on Raw and SmackDown as much now, because I can't get spoiler-free results because the dude who did him on Uproxx is a fucking sex offender with a record. It's been eight years in Chino. So please, somebody, I fucking implore you. Probably use that word wrong.
I implore you.
Please, somebody, make results of this show that are just editorial. Go back, look at the Uproxx, look how he did it. And if you watch this show anyway, just take them down and put them somewhere. Even if you just send them to me, man.
I just want the awesome cliff notes.
Yeah, that's what they did, editorial free. It's like, this match happened, and it's just the nuts and bolts of it. After the match, this happened. You know, like, that's all I need. Editorial free. Because all these things, I look up the results. It's endless. Yeah. I care so little about it. I'm not going to even read all that shit. I don't want to read all that. Just what actually happened.
I agree. It there's nothing worse. And this is coming from a guy who used to do this for a magazine. So, I don't want to hear your opinion on it. It means nothing to me.
Well, it's just hard to get. Like, I can gauge whether something's stupid or not by looking at the result. I saw that there was, like, on SmackDown yesterday, there was allegedly more, like, Jeff Hardy used to be a drunk. Or it maybe is a drunk. So they're still doing that. They did that shit. He lost a match to a guy, and they're continuing on with it.
Good. That's all the world. That's what the world really needs.
Yeah. So I don't even really know. Fuck, you know, WWE. I like to come on and shit on some of the stuff they do, but their upcoming pay-per-view, Six Star Podcast, is Dolph Ziggler versus Dolph Ziggler in a championship match.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I was traded to this show yesterday. Now I'm going to fuck off to your belt. It's so stupid. It's
fuck you, my former tag team partner.
Shit, what are the people who still watch this? I know, like, some of the people listening do. I mean, I guess sure you do what you want with your time, but fuck, man.
Yeah, leave me the fuck out of it.
Yeah, but if you're going to watch it anyway, just do it for me, please. It wouldn't even take much effort. You're probably taking notes of it to talk about on your podcast anyway, right? Because we all have, everyone's got a podcast.
Yeah.
I do, like, a podcast. I'm like, well, of course you do it. So, yeah, what is...
Just leave your opinion out about of it and just send us the clip notes. Please.
Anyway, I don't have any other news, really.
Yeah, no, I don't really either. Shayna Baszler apparently is no longer on WWE TV. I don't know if.
Yeah, about that. Why? I don't know. Vince doesn't like her. Vince. I know why. I mean, yeah.
Just don't want to be the asshole that says it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like. Whatever. It's obvious the reason why Vince doesn't want her on TV. Yeah.
Vince and Dunn don't want to fuck her. So that's it.
Yeah. Done.
It doesn't matter how much steam she had, how built up as a badass she was. I'm never a fan of her, as you know. But
no. Really?
I would have fucking used it. I would have used her. You brought her in hot. Like, she could have been something. But everybody just settles to the same just bleh spot on WWE shit. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah.
Why are the worst things the most popular? I don't know. Why is the worst music the most popular? The worst move? Well, A lot of times the worst movies.
Movies have come around a little bit, though. So
that's true. It's not like it used to be where like the real dumbest movies were
the popular were number ones. No, it's we've at least gotten to the now it's just like everybody is enamored by these cookie cutter superhero movies. That's kind of the new thing.
I'm always stuck playing heel on those fucking things. So I'm not gonna do it.
I don't like them.
I don't watch them. I don't like them either. No. 9,000 comic book movies. But some people, that's their jam. So,
yeah, you know, exactly. Cool. To me, I just find they're too much of the same all the time. So I like a little bit of variety in my movies, my television.
A lot of movies. Not a lot of great movies these days, man. You know?
I'm sure they're out there. They're just not my cup of tea.
Slightly wrestling related. I watched both of the new Jumanji movies back to back. I've never seen them.
I've recently watched them too. They're fucking good.
I actually thought they were pretty fun. The Rock's great in that show.
Yeah, I thought that was really good. Especially the I know that it's not Danny DeVito and Glover in acting it out, but just the fact that like the Rock is pretending to be Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Like,
come on, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. They're pretty fun movies, actually. I thought they were pretty good. The Rock is just fucking good. Well, some of those other movies that he's in, he's so ridiculously good, and it's fucking absurd. What's that? Is it him and Kevin Hart? Where he's like some kind of a, I don't know, fucking double agent or whatever?
I can't remember.
Whatever that movie.
I know which one you're talking about.
The fucking Rock is great in that, man.
Would it be Kevin Hart? Kevin Hart's in Jumanji. Did he have two sets of movies?
Yeah. I think it's him and Kevin Hart in this, too. I think they've done a few movies. I thought it was nice to see Jack Black actually get
out. I know.
You know, a mainstream role. Because like, I'm such a nerd for that guy.
Me too. I don't know. Where did he go? I suppose he doesn't need to be doing anything, really.
I watch his YouTube channel a lot. He was touring with Tenacious D and fucking raising his kids. And I mean, he's in shit.
Yeah, playing Tony Hawk.
I've seen that. Playing Tony Hawk with Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
But I don't have any other shit for news.
No.
I know a little bit about what's coming up on the Federation.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be on there.
Because you're involved. So. We will be recording live on Tuesday, I guess, at 7
o'clock. Live?
Yeah. I mean, it's always live now. Live on Patreon. So, like...
Oh, we're live, pal.
There might be one or two people listening. Who knows? But, yeah. We're going live on Patreon to do the Jinsei Sensaki double feature show. So, we'll be doing the series of Muta and Shinzaki. And then Undertaker and Shinzaki, where Muda kills Shinzaki, and it's Dead Man versus Dead Man. So it's going to be great stuff.
It's his match with Undertaker, which is my favorite Undertaker match. As far as I was aware, I was like shitty footage. And all of a sudden, there's new footage. I haven't watched it yet. I'm waiting. So that's cool. And I never saw the other match was always just something of like, oh, that happened. I would love to see that match, but I never have. So now we're going to Muda and Shinzaki. It's going to be badass.
It is going to be badass.
Is it just us or is there somebody else too?
It's going to be me, Travis, Jim, and Scotty. Scotty. From the Sapod or Horror Cult Club. Whichever one that you know him from, that's who will be joining us, our friend Scotty. So Scotty does know this time.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Aside from that, what else is... You got anything else
going? We'll be doing... this week, coming out on Monday, will be WWF Ground Zero. It'll be fun. It'll be fucking, it's good. It's the episode that we did live that half of it wasn't live because I forgot to press go. So yeah, fuck yeah.
There you go. Tremendous. So maybe live this Tuesday.
Maybe we'll see. We'll see how it works out. With four of us, it could be a colossal shit show. Who knows?
I don't know. What else do we have? Do we have anything else? I feel like we get to a point. I'm like,
No, I don't think we do. I don't think we do. I mean, like we've ran pretty much a usual episode. We're at that time.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else. WWE Horror Show at Extreme Rules. I think that's what they're calling it now, officially. I believe it's Horror Show at Extreme Rules.
And then there's a swamp match. That's...
What's the song for it, dude? Is it you did the monster
match? If one of them doesn't enter into that swamp with fucking theme of Deliverance.
It was a graveyard smash. Because Vince is the music director. That's why the Great Balls of Fire.
You've got, it's unfortunate there's
no Great Balls of Fire this year.
Jerry Lee Lewis got too expensive this year, pal.
Crazy. But yeah, that's like 2 weeks off. AEW Fighter Fest next week looks great.
Yeah.
NXT, like I said, it's been taped and spoiled, so that sucks.
Yeah, and I believe actually there's also spoilers for Fighter Fest that are out there.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, I haven't heard those, so.
No, I try to stay away from that shit.
I mean, I'm not interested in Cole versus Lee anyway, to be honest. Like, no, I don't really care about that at all.
No, I agree. I would imagine Cole loses. I don't know.
There you go. I have no idea. But I don't really have anything else. I don't know how long this has been. Oh, we're going to talk about video games briefly.
Oh, right. Right. Yes. That's right.
Have you watched Angry Joe's review of Last of Us 2?
No, I haven't. Because I had to stay away.
That are...
I had to stay away from everything because I didn't want anything to be ruined.
I saw a lot of reviews like, this game is great, like sucking his dick. And I saw a lot of people seem to bring up, I've never played either of them, but they seem to bring up a lot of valid criticisms against the second one, that it's nowhere near as good as the first one. And the story decision, I've never played them, but through the descriptions I watched, I was like, wow, yeah, that does seem fucking, that does seem shitty.
I don't know what those reviews said. I enjoyed every last moment of playing it. There were a couple times where I was like, yeah, no, this could be it. Cause like, I knew the moment that I think people were upset about, and it's spoiler alert. I'm sorry. Jim doesn't have a PlayStation, so it doesn't even fucking matter. When you, switch over and you play as this girl named Abby instead of playing as Ellie, and you basically start from the beginning, but you're doing the whole 4 days from a different perspective, which to me added a great deal to the story, because by the end of it, you didn't know who to root for, because everybody had a pony in the story. Everybody had a reasoning for doing what they were doing. It's just, which one did you want to overcome? So
criticism I saw, people like said that they thought it was they didn't like that character. They thought she was a terrible person. She had no repercussions for the things that she does.
Well, she did, though. Every one of her friends got murdered by Ellie, and that's direct repercussion of what she did. You know what I mean? It's plus what she did was no worse than what Joel. Because okay, so this is all spread. So Abby is fucking Ellie is immune to the disease. In order to get immunity for everybody, to have to kill her, so Joel kills the doctor that was going to kill her. Turns out that doctor
spoils fucking everything.
That's the first game. Fuck him. If you haven't played the first game, then it's too fucking bad, right? And so it turns out that that doctor was Abby's father, and so she goes to kill Joel because he killed her father. And Ellie goes to kill Abby because she killed Joel. And then they meet at an impasse because they both realize they're doing an endless revolving door of revenge that'll never stop.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
At least you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed the shit out of it. But hey.
Here you go.
I'm a high class mind. What can I say?
I've been playing The Messenger, which has been out on PlayStation and PC for a while. It just came to Xbox on the Game Pass. And it is a Ninja Gaiden style.
Yes.
Very fucking side-scroller.
Heart-wrenching fucking.
Punishing. I've died at this point like 330 times or something. What? Yeah, wild. Like 325 times. I'm at this boss that I'm just like... Some of them I've had trouble with, and it's fun. to keep trying because I know where to go and I know what to do. This one is like just pissing me off. So I haven't played it in at least a day and a half. Yeah, because I'm pretty pissed off at it. I don't know if I'll go back. It's great if you're into that kind of shit. I'm usually not. Usually games like that I don't even bother with. And I try them, and if they're super hard, I'm like, ah, fuck this. But for some reason, this one sucked me in. I hate that shit, though, honestly. Just make the game have that difficulty, you know? Maybe, like, people beat it once, and then they can try again on some, you know, crazy difficulty or something. But I just want to have fun. I just want to cruise through it, you know? I don't want to have to try the same thing.
No. 1,000 times.
40 times, you know? Like, no. It doesn't scale either. You know, some of those games are... they'll scale easier. Like, you get killed a bunch of times and it like scales it back a little bit and makes it easier. Shit, like, it doesn't do that either. It's the same. It's hard as fuck. I fucking hate it. I hate it. I'd be like, I fucking hate this game. I say it so many times.
And then you'll go back and play it for a couple hours.
I mean, maybe. If I can beat something.
Yeah.
But I'm at this boss, like I said, I just, fuck, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. No, I've, you know, I've always been a fan. There's a game I played years ago called Firewatch. And what I really like about games, I like walking simulators. You know what I mean? Where you just walk around and you do things, right? Like, you're not really, you know, like, life or death, you're just doing stuff. So, like, I realized that I've had this game called Gone Home, and it's, like, one of the better walking simulators. So I'm going to start that one now. And, I spent like 2 months playing fucking a driving simulator, a fucking oil field workhorse simulator, for fuck's sakes.
Oh man, we dropped off big on that game. We have not played that game in a couple months.
I uninstalled it. I got no interest in it anymore.
Yeah. We always talk about, well, they have like OS a bunch of fucking DLC. You know, I bought like the expensive version, stupidly. So they still owe me shit, but I don't know. Yeah. We started last night. Me and my buddy started Saints Row 2 because it was added to Games with Gold on Xbox.
Oh yeah,
and it's got co-op. And I played through Saints Row 2 like twice or three times co-op back in the day. And we fired it up, and dude, we played for like a couple hours yesterday. We had a fucking blast, giggling like kids. That game it's shitty, but it's so much fun, and it's just so silly the shit that happens.
Yeah,
it's so much fun. Like, we laughed our ass off. So we're playing through Saints Row 2 again.
That's cool. That's fucking cool. Have you ever played Firewatch?
I've never heard of it.
No, it's one of those walking simulators.
I don't really like shit like that. Like, what games? Like, what? I'm trying to think of something I've played.
Well, I don't know. It's like one of those games. Like, you know, like you take I don't know how to explain it. It's like you play as this dude that's in this Firewatch tower in like Wyoming or something. And he's just watching for fires, right? Because it's the fire season. And just all this weird stuff starts happening around him. And then all the forests catch on fire and you got to try to get out. So this is just a good game.
Hmm. I don't know.
It's more story driven.
Like something I've ever heard of.
It's more story driven. And that's where I like to go in games. It's like, you know, the SnowRunner really drops off on me because there's really no story.
Yeah,
but that's where Last of Us gets, because I like the story, and then, you know, just so on and so forth. So I do like these walking simulators because they are very heavy in story, because the gameplay is not really challenging. It's like puzzles and stuff like that.
Yeah, I pretty much like only like games with cars and shit. Grand Theft Auto, like racing games. I don't know, it pretty much has to be cars.
Yeah,
as I play that Deep Rock Galactic a bunch still, but I don't know. Anyway,
he likes cars.
I think that's it. I like cars.
Blue cars. Turtles. I like turtles. Darby Allin as a kid.
I like cars. What kind of car do you have? Anyway, that's it. I think we're done here.
We're done here.
Do you have anything else to add before we depart?
No. No. I don't think so.
Fuck it. Shout out to all of our friends in podcasting. You know, I'm going to do it. We'll say him again next week. I'm done. I'm lazy. This is over.
Born on the 4th of July, baby. Born on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Happy Independence Day to everyone out there. Although the state of things, I don't know that what we're celebrating, but I guess we're gonna do it anyway. Fuck it. Don't get COVID.
Yeah.
How was your Canada today, by the way?
Non-existent. We've had nothing but rain for like the last 7 days, and there's really nothing going on, you know, because COVID. You know, there were some fireworks that are postponed till tonight because it's been nothing but rain.
Oh, so. You're celebrating our independence today. That's
yeah. Nice. Yeah. They're doing them near here, too. I think they're doing two sets. So there's one on one side of town, one on the other, because they're not allowing people to get out of their cars. So.
What if you got to take a piss?
I guess you piss in a bottle, man.
Hmm.
I don't fucking know, man. I'm not going.
I remember going to watch fireworks outside in this random parking lot by a racetrack, and it was way too long. I had to take a piss, and I had to go around the back of this like storage building. It was muddy, wet grass and shit. Like I almost fell into my own piss.
You know why it was muddy and wet? Because everybody else was pissing.
No, it was kind of it had drizzled outside. I was there the whole time. There's nobody back there pissing. But I almost fell into the piss.
I like how you got to defend yourself. I was there the whole time, man. Don't move back to pissing.
I'm just clarifying. I would have saw anybody go back there.
Fuck, I would have been back there and stood in people's piss, man. Fuck.
You know what else is pissing back there? It's my special piss spot, okay? No one else.
I've got the bucket.
Just fine. I wrote my name in piss back there, so that means it's mine.
It's mine. It's my territory.
Yeah. So there you go. Hope you had a great Canada Day. Hope you have a good 4th of July, or had. And I think that's it. You got anything else to add?
No.
Cool. No. Straight up, no. Thank you for listening, supporting the show, interacting on Twitter, buying the t-shirts, just being bad motherfuckers. We love you very much. We'll be back next week. So until then, may you get all the dick and a pussy desire. Remember, winner is you. Be excellent to each other.